USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a message for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
I don't do cover-ups. You people know that probably better than anybody.
The president speaking at the Rose Garden continues.
After 2 years and $40 million or $35 million, it'll end up being a lot more than that. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing.
Those comments after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi accused without any proof the president of being involved in a cover-up. Flooding remains a big concern in Oklahoma after powerful storms moved through this week. Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt also says,
so the biggest concern is more rain. I mean, there's some more rain in the forecast for North Tulsa, for northern Oklahoma.
The National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for northeastern Oklahoma through the weekend. They've received more than 8 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Chevy has a big surprise for those teens who think they can drive without buckling up. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Chevrolet is bringing back the seatbelt interlock, the safety feature first introduced in the 70s, preventing a driver from shifting into drive until the seatbelt is fastened. The new version of the interlock is called Buckle to Drive. It'll be part of the Teen Driver Safety System. Chevy will launch it this year on the 2020 Malibu, Colorado, and Traverse.
The U.S. Military Academy is about to graduate its largest class of African-American women. 34 women will graduate from West Point this week. Tiffany Welch Baker says she hopes this sends a message to other black girls and women out there.
When you're a little girl, you're like, oh, you want to be a pretty princess. I want women to be soldiers. I want these little black girls to say, hey, I can do it too. Like, hey, it is possible for me.
Welch was speaking on NBC's Today Show. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Several vans have been seen in San Bernardino, California, at a bus station filled with illegal aliens. Director at the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, Erica Flores, speaks out.
They're just dumped like nothing. They are given nothing. They have no money. They have no water. They have no food. They don't have access to a cell phone where they can call.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has stated that the influx of illegal aliens has overwhelmed and overcrowded existing facilities and resources. On Tuesday, former White House counsel Don McGahn defied a House subpoena to testify about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report. Former chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz from Utah, tells Fox News.
And I got to issue subpoenas, and I said, hey, subpoenas are not optional. But guess what? Against the general counsel for the President of the United States, they enjoy executive privilege. I never issued a subpoena because I knew it would be a loser in court. What Nadler is saying is absolutely laughable. To anybody who understands the law, anybody who's been in Congress, he wants to have the optics. He wants the messaging to be out there that the Trump administration is not making itself available and they're holding something back. There, you don't see general counsels for presidents appearing before Congress. Name one that has happened. It hasn't. He knows it, and he's presiding over a clown show.
The former congressman is also a Fox News contributor. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.